Jim Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Rio Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a Russian courtroom, Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, imprisoned and accused of being a spy, an allegation both his employer and the U.S. government strongly deny. He has been held in a Russian prison for 15 months already. Arriving in his home country of Australia to cheers, Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. He obtained, then published, classified government secrets on his website. After reaching a plea agreement with the Justice Department, he is now back home. Tomorrow night is the debate between President Biden and Donald Trump. ABC's Perry Russum with more on the rules.
The microphone of the candidate not selected to speak will be muted. Another new change, no studio audience. Trump telling the Washington Examiner, to me the audience is easier because it's telling you what is going on indirectly with applause or not applause. This room is a sterile, dead room.
Progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman in New York losing to a more moderate Democrat in the primary Tuesday. This is ABC News. Barry. Volkswagen is making a multi-billion dollar bet on electric truck maker Rivian. The auto giant is investing $1 billion in Rivian now and has plans eventually to spend about $5 billion, a key part of the deal, Rivian's software that will eventually be used in vehicles from both companies. The most decorated Olympian ever going before Congress.
Olympic gold swimming medalist Michael Phelps telling a congressional committee that the people making sure other athletes aren't cheating with performance-enhancing drugs are not doing a good job.
It was disheartening and demoralizing. causing pain and a profound sense of injustice.
Michael Phelps joining other Olympic athletes, pushing the World Anti-Doping Agency to make sure Olympics and other U.S.-funded competitions have a level playing field. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Katie Pumphrey pulling off a first, becoming the only person to swim the 24 miles from Maryland's Chesapeake Bay Bridge to Baltimore's Inner Harbor. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors, and up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two staffers were injured, one of them critically, in attacks Monday night by a student at Lincoln Hills School. The Department of Corrections says a 16-year-old boy attacked a staffer who was treated and released. Later on, the same student attacked another worker who was hospitalized in critical condition. There'll be a recall of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss after all. Staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday say the recall effort confirmed 6,866 signed petitions from Voss's old 63rd district. That's 16 more than what's required to trigger a recount. The effort failed to trigger one earlier this year. And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announces $11.4 million to expand state charter schools. DPI says the investment will go toward planning and implementing for charter schools opening in the fall of 2025 and charter schools that recently opened or will open in 2024, as well as expansion for existing high-quality charter schools. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on Daiwa, Daredevil, and Trilane, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools. Save on snacks, grilling gear, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through June 26th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at ogalleycheese.com.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Here, Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more rain and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Rocking Randall Hank, ready to get the summertime started. We cook the pig Boston Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Don Williams. I believe in you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures in the 60s this morning and expecting afternoon highs in the 70s. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Rod Bain in our newsmaker segment talking about the cherry crop. We'll get some updates on that here coming up this hour as well. Later on this morning, during the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be chatting with the Gilbertson family. Family once again, as we continue our spotlights on Gilbertson Farms, the host of this year's Dunn County Dairy on Saturday from 9 to 1. So we'll do our next spotlight on the Gilbertson family here coming up at about 9:10 this morning. Then during the 10 o'clock hour, I'll be on an extra hour as we have the 76th Atlas and Darylin joining us during the 10 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about June Dairy Month. And we'll be chatting with Ashley Hagenow again during the 10 o'clock hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside, and with me today is Dr. Enda Neville of Celtic Sea Minerals. Enda, glad to have you with us. Most of the milk is going to manufacturing. Very little is going to liquid or what we call fluid milk production.
Yes, we have over 1.6 million dairy cows in Ireland here of Ireland. We have only 5 million people. We produce a lot more milk than our people require, so we export about 90% of our milk production, hence why most of it goes into manufacturing. So that's why we had a system here of manufacturing milk, cheese production, a lot of butter production, and then in recent years more kind of higher value protein isolates and different whey and skim based products.
We're here at the University College Dublin Lions Farm, and today we learned a lot from Dr. Finbar Mulligan.
Yes, part of the EU regulations, there's a big push on reducing chemical nitrogen output on pastures over the last number of years, so we've probably reduced that by about 20% in the last 3 to 4 years. There's a big push on trying to reduce chemical application, and it's been a real challenge because our pasture-based systems require a decent amount of nitrogen fertilizer to make them grow or maximize the amount of grass we grow and the amount of milk we can produce from grass. So it's been a real challenge and a real shift in mindset. That some of the research has shown that white clover utilize their own nitrogen from the soil and from the air, so you need less chemical nitrogen. The real challenge is white clover is a different plant. It grows as a quite different growth pattern to perennial ryegrass, so it needs a warmer soil conditions to start with. It doesn't like the start of the year, early in the year, it doesn't like it. It doesn't get going until it gets warmer.
We're talking with Dr. Enda Neville. Some of the tools that we may have in the U.S. are not here. You don't have Monensin to use in lactating dairy cows on a day-to-day basis or in beef cattle.
No, we don't have Monensin. Monensin has been disallowed many years ago under EU, again under EU regulations. So no, that's one thing that's not available to us.
You work with a product we would know in the U.S. is called Calmann or Acid Buff over here. Tell us a little bit about that and why it fits into that natural strategy.
Calmann's produced by a company called Celtic Sea Minerals, an Irish company, and distributed in the U.S. by Feedworks. It's a natural product. It's produced from calcified seaweed. Because of its marine origin, its unique properties then make it very available to the dairy cow. Most of its efficacy is at a rumen level. Traditionally, it's been used quite effectively to promote better rumen function, get more nutrients from the feeds that we use, get more feed efficiency. And in more recent years, we've been using it in pre-fresh, and we've getting a lot of nice data on its use in pre-fresh cows.
For dairy farmers at home who know that those two words, transition cows, can be a real challenge.
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges of getting cows from close up into the milking herd is that dip in dry matter intake just before calving. It really nosedives, and you can see it in a lot of research around the world. And there's many strategies used to try and compensate for that energy loss by adding more energy products after calving. But one of the, I suppose, unique aspects of the research around Calmann is that it actually can increase dry matter intake just in that week before calving, or prevent that nosediving or that dip in dry matter intake, which is really neat because it can be up between 1 kilo to 2 kilos of dry matter per cow per day in that week before calving.
Tell
us a little bit about the product. It comes out of the sea, right?
Yeah, so it comes from the sea. It grows in the fjords off the coast of Iceland. It has a honeycomb structure, so it contains calcium and magnesium in a very soluble form, which lets it absorb a lot of the rumen acids and aid in rumen function.
You grow really great grasses here in Ireland that are very nutritious for the animal, and you have what type of milking system and feeding systems you have around that?
I suppose the average herd size in Ireland is 105 dairy cows. A lot of them are on family farms. Labour is more expensive here, so we're better off to build a good big parlour the first day and try and reduce the amount of labour we need. We get paid for milk solids. It has its challenges. Biggest limiting factor on a pasture-based system is dry matter intake. There's probably a limit to what we can do in terms of milk volumes. We try and increase milk solids. There is other strategies, or even feeding some grains in the milking parlour. So there's different strategies to try and increase our output per hectare or per acre.
Reproduction is critically important to this seasonally based herd system you've got.
Yeah, because those cows have such a short calving window and they need to have their calf before the grass growing season begins to be rebred in within 80 to 100 days after calving.
Give us a little bit of that calendar. We're hopefully calving February 1.
Yeah, so typically we'd like the cow to calve the 1st of February. We would breed her then on the 1st of May for her then to be dried off December and January, and then she calves in February and milks for the year. There's been huge focus on genetics and fertility and genetics. And if that cow doesn't go back and calf, she's usually culled from the herd, because if she doesn't calve down, she's to wait till the following season.
In County Cork, which is the largest county in Ireland, how many dairy cows?
In the last census, there's about 400,000 dairy cows just in one county alone.
Dr. Enda Neville with Celtic Sea Minerals, it has been our pleasure for you to be with us today at the University College Dublin, UCD, Lions Farm.
Pleasure to have you here, John, and hopefully we'll see you again across the pond.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside for Feedworks USA.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on the table that was done. I knew you didn't see me, I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress, mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. So I ordered straight tequila, a little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date, and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells, standing raised a veil. She smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I? And just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress, and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress, and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson and I Don't Even Know Your Name here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikin, 64 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, double-digit gains in the milk markets after the big losses yesterday. July milk up 11 to 1958, August up 16 to 2025, September up 28 to 2032, October up 10 at 1983. Cheese markets were lower yesterday, barrels down a half to 191, 40-pound blocks down 1 3/4 to 187 and a quarter, one trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 3 1/4 to 303 1/4, six trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 118 3/4, seven trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 1/2 to 48 1/2, one trade on the day. Cattle markets and hog markets are called mixed today as the futures are adjusting to the higher cash from last week. Traders are trying to anticipate whether further cash gains are possible. Now, hog futures did try to rebound yesterday, but then ran out of aggressive buying interest that allowed futures to fall back. The trade really still wanting to see some type of steady demand in the hog markets and just didn't see it yesterday. They'll try again today. June live cattle up 57 cents to 189.47. August down 40 cents to 184.42. October up 55 cents yesterday to 184.35. August feeder cattle will open the day at 259.05. September at 260.07, October at 260.60. July hogs open the day at 89, August at 86.75, and October at 73.60. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. This is a combination of some technical buying after the big losses yesterday. Wheat is still severely oversold. There's still some harvest pressure, but there is some short covering happening really in all of the grains today. And the trade is also watching all of the flooding in Minnesota and Iowa and how that could potentially adversely affect the corn and soybean crops there. Will that mean for the rest of the growing season? Well, that's yet to be determined, but at least today there is some movement higher in the grains. July corn up 1 3/4 to 427 1/4. September up 1 1/4 to 433. New crop up 1 to 444. July beans up 12 to 1175 1/4. August up 8 3/4 to 1154 1/4. New crop up 2 3/4 to 1114 1/4. July soybean meal up 380 to 369.10. July soybean oil up 35 cents to 43.11. Chicago wheat, July up 1 1/2 to 543 1/4. September up 2 1/4 to 562 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 4 to 599 3/4. September up 3 1/2 to 607. Energy markets this morning, they are moving higher. August crude oil up 57 cents to 81.40. September also up 57 cents to 80.64. Meanwhile, July and August gas both up a cent, July at 252, August at 251. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 374, July 377, new crop 388, cash beans 1093, July 1093, new crop 1032. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 399.5, July 399.5, August 388.75, new crop 393. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and July corn, 4 even, new crop 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and July corn at 375, new crop 388. Cash beans, 1091, July 1078, new crop 1036. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 385, new crop 393, cash beans 1088, new crop 1076. At Red Wing Grains, cash and July corn 405, August 406, new crop 398, cash and July beans 1138, August 1120, new crop 1052. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and July corn 378, new crop 388, cash and July beans 1098, new crop 1036. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 197, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 180, market cows 100 to 137, bulls 138 to 164, calves 340 to 940, beef steers 197 to 350, Holstein steers 160 to 370, sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 185 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 165 and down, bucks 220 and down. Milwaukee stockyards, finished beef steers 185 to 198, finished beef heifers 187 to 196, finished dairy steers 170 to 176.50, market cows 110 to 162, market bulls 144 to 173. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give My Lowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a My Lowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do
you say, girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, cricket singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
There's a tree out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind. And the reason it's still standing, it was strong enough to bend. For years we have stayed together as lovers and as friends. What we have will last forever if we're strong enough to bend. When you say something that you can't take back, big wind blows and you hear a little crack. When you say, hey, well, I might be wrong, you can sway with the wind till the storm is gone. Like a tree,
like a tree
out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind.
Our love
will last forever if we're strong enough to bend. That you know it all. Big wind blows and a branch will fall. When you say, hey, this job takes two, we can sway with the wind till the skies turn blue.
Sway with the wind till the skies turn blue.
Like the tree,
like the tree
out in the backyard that never has been broken by the wind.
Our love
will last forever. we're strong enough to bend. Our love will last forever if we're strong enough to bend.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man. I'll be working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song for the working man.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikens. Well, what does the forecast look like for cherry production and availability of both sweet and tart cherries this summer? Rod Bain has more.
A summertime delicacy, highly anticipated by some. Cherries.
We just think of cherries as cherries, but really sweet cherries, tart cherries, almost two completely different crops. About three-fourths of the cherries that are produced here in the U.S. are the sweet cherries, and then the tart cherries make up the other roughly one-fourth of that total cherry crop. The sweet cherries, that's what you're going to just grab, pick up, and eat. Those tart cherries, we find them in a lot of the baked goods or other type prepared desserts.
Lance Honig of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service is among those who annually track both sweet and tart cherry production in our country. So what does 2024 reveal regarding potential cherry production? And in turn, how many cherries are available for our consumption this year? He starts with sweet cherries. More should be available for summertime snacking this season. But Honig notes the forecasted increase comes with a caveat.
We did bring a state back into our estimating program here at NAS. Michigan, a huge producer of tart cherries, not quite so big on sweet cherries. A few years ago, we kind of dropped them out. They picked up their production gain a little bit, and so they're back.
The Wolverine State's contribution of 22,000 tons of sweet cherries to the count offsets expected production declines with two of the three major sweet cherry growing states, Washington and California. Yet,
If you look in California in particular, that's still a very large crop. They're actually coming off a near record crop last season. And so even though it's down in California, still a very big crop there, a little bit below average crop in Washington, but still good size.
So bottom line regarding this year's sweet cherry crop,
we're actually still looking at an average or above average size crop. So availability should not be an issue this year for the sweet cherries.
Turning to tart cherries, will there be plenty for 4th of July cherry pies and other summertime baked goods?
Overall, nationally, we're looking at 222 million pounds. A nice big number there.
You may have heard Lance Honig earlier mention Michigan's place as far and away the largest tart cherry growing state. Their role in this year's national tart cherry production count remains dominant. In fact,
out of those 222 million pounds, they account for 182 million pounds of that total. So a huge percentage of the total there. And in Michigan in particular, they're looking at their largest crop since 2018 with a 37% increase from last year's crop. Last year in Michigan, we did have some freeze challenges that really limited the crop there. So that big increase, and it is still a very large crop historically. And so we're in great shape on tart cherries for this season.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The quiet weather continues today in our ag weather forecast. We'll have cooler temperatures with highs in the 70s and relative humidities in the 50% range. Now, wet conditions recently, well, they're going to continue to dry out a little bit, but we do have some rain chances here coming up for the last part of the work week. Mostly sunny today. We'll have highs 72 to 77, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 50 to 55, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. North winds at 5 to 8. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs 72 to 77, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, highs once again 70 to 75. Sunday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. And for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Chickens are a great way to introduce kids to chores and responsibility. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They'll learn a lot and may find them more fun than video games as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
We had chickens when I was a kid, and many of them became pets. They were eventually meant for the freezer, so it was a good lesson in the food chain and the circle of life. Melissa Cahy raises pet chickens in Massachusetts and has written a book called A Kid's Guide to Keeping Chickens. She says the right breed for kids will be docile and calm, friendly, and curious. These would include Silkies, Brahmas, Buff Worthingtons, and Silver-Laced Wyandottes. Teaching children to respect and handle the birds properly starts from day one.
The chicks will imprint on you as being part of their family and recognize them. And it's important for kids to learn to respect all living things, and this is a great way. Teach them from the beginning how to hold them, how to pet them. If you chase them or you try to grab them, they're not going to warm up to that. So you start from the beginning. You start with some scratch and you put it on the ground, and it's about developing trust.
Hen or rooster? Cahy says very young children will be better off with hens. Roosters are fine as chicks, but when they grow up and the hormones kick in, some of them can become aggressive. Like with all livestock, there are safety rules that kids should know when they're around their chickens.
Wash your hands with soap and water. And then also, if their clothing becomes soiled, I usually remove it and change it and launder it right away. I also try to tell my kids, don't kiss chickens. Keep them away from your eyes and face area, but you can certainly give them lots of hugs, give them some nice stroking on their back and under their chin.
There is so much that kids can learn from raising chickens: the value of caring for a pet, chores, responsibility, and a relationship with an animal. Find more tips for connecting kids and chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. This down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true,
I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.